York City Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, March 11th. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Milchewski?
Here.
Forrest Hall?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Millen is absent. Reifstech?
Here.
Schumacher?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
And Pasola?
Here.
Thank you.
Recognition of our visitors. We just have our friends represented today. Amendments to the agenda, Shelley? Anyone?
No.
Presentations? No presentations? Okay, if we can look over the minutes. We had a finance committee meeting as well as our regular board of trustees meeting. Motion that we approve the finance committee meeting minutes as presented.
Second.
And a motion to roll call.
Yes. Forrest Hall?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Reifstech?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
And Milchewski?
Yes.
And then a motion to approve the Board of Trustees meeting for February 12th.
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Forrest Hall?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Reifstech?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milchewski?
Yes.
Correspondence? Shelley, you have any? No. Public comment? We don't have anyone here tonight. Friends of the Library report.
I'm Kathy Murphy, and we had our meeting today, our monthly meeting. A couple of things. Even though it's 5.5 months away, we're starting to work on our second big fundraiser, which we have is the used book sale on Labor Day weekend. So we're starting to get people to sign up for duties to do for that, even though it's a ways off. So we're getting started on that. National Library Week is April 7th through the 13th. And we're probably going to put something outside. We have some banners, and we're maybe I Love My Library or something like that. We have that. And then we have the big blow-up guy, Mr. Man, I call him. We're going to put him out there, too. So that's coming up. And then right in the middle of that week, April 9th, is National Library Workers Day. And we traditionally, and we'll do it again, the Friends of the Library provide lunch for the library workers that day.
Okay.
There's something else going on that day, but I know Shelley will talk about that. Tablescape, are we, you want to talk about that?
No.
Okay. So that's about all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Staff comment, no staff present. Report of the treasurer.
Okay, so going over the bill list, at page 11, Shelley wanted me to point out that the inflatable air dancer in book page subscription, the Friends of the Library reimbursed her back.
Okay. Book page?
11.
Okay.
So is that your inflatable guy?
No, Mr. Man. That's his name, Mr. Man.
Other than that, on page 12, there's we had an emergency elevator repair.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And so that was half of it?
That's half of it. They required half down deposit to order the part.
Wow. Jeez. And that's the deposit.
And the overnight check.
For the
$30.
The part?
No, the check.
The check. Oh, okay.
The check.
And that's for the repair, but not the part.
Yeah. What was it?
What happened to it?
The sensor for the door was broke. So it would either get stuck in the open position and alarm, or it wouldn't close.
Was it damage or just wear?
Just wear.
Okay. At least it's just weird and not totally broken.
So those are the notable things. Other than that, we're entertain a motion to approve the bill list as presented with payroll in the amount of $38,075.95. Motion kind of go backwards. Total bills paid $23,317.10 for a total of total disbursements of $61,393.05.
Second. Roll call.
Yes. Garcia.
Yes.
Reichstag?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pezzola?
Yes.
Milchewski?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
Report of the director?
Okay. So I gave you guys a couple things there. The classes.
Okay.
And the bookmarks. So we received 1,000 pair of these glasses. So I'm sharing them with everyone and anyone.
Thank you. So it'll
be a partial eclipse on the 8th.
Okay.
So if you'd like to see, use your glasses. The other one is the QR code for our community survey. I'm hoping you will all spread the word.
Yes,
anyone
I have.
Know. Mm-hmm. So I get a weekly update, and as of last Friday, we have 100 survey. Come back to us. So
awesome.
That's 0.5%. So
right.
It's still open till the end of the month. So okay. It's going back out on Facebook. The city shares it. Yeah. Parks and Rec shares it. We'll share it. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that we beat that 1%.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Let's see. So last month we had another one of our Fox River Art Hidden Gem programs with the Conservation Foundation. That's been an ongoing series that we've done. So this was our second part two in the four-part series. We had 80 people in attendance for that one, so that was great. Let's see. Mike's doing a resume and interview tools workshop twice this month and twice next month. We are also doing a fundraiser. It's called, I think I've told you about this one before, right? The Tablescape program. Okay, so this is the ticket that you receive now, and it has the listing of all the tables, and it's going by month, so each month has a different theme, and it benefits a organization in the community. So whoever has the best decorated table based on votes, they will get a percentage of ticket sales back to them. So those tickets are on sale now. You can buy them here or you can buy them at the door the day of the event, which is April 6th. It's a Saturday from 10 to 3 in the library here. Strategic plan focus groups are on our calendar of events now. So the consultant asked that I work up a list of key stakeholders in the community. Mm-hmm. And so I did and emailed them the letter asking them to come and give their opinion to us. So those letters went out last week, and we scheduled 3 focus group sessions for Tuesday, April 9th in this room. So we have a morning session at 10:30, a 2 o'clock session, and a 5:30 session. So I've already had several people sign up for that. So that's great.
That's good.
I sent out personal invites to 8 higher up positions in like the community. So like our city administrator, our finance director, our mayor, the superintendent of schools, the county administrator, asking them for booking a one-on-one interview, phone interview. So I believe she's gotten 3 responses so far on that. So
okay.
That's good.
That's good.
And I've just listed a couple other programs, special programs that are coming up. I renewed our copy lease with our current provider, and so now we will also have our toner covered under that contract, and prints, a baseline number for prints, and then we would be paying overages. Right now we pay for every crew.
Right.
So that's included in the contract. And then we're also including our four standalone printers that we have that have never been under like a service bundle. So now if something goes wrong with them, service will be provided in one or two.
That's good.
E-Rate Consultant has sent us bids, so I'll have to get with you, Jason, on those bids. These are bids for a new firewall and support. So we need to come decide on, I think three bids were submitted, but one was kicked back. So we have two to look at.
Okay.
Dorkel Glass and Mirror came and replaced three failed window panes that were in the front lobby. The seal between the insulated glass was broke, so they were all fogged up. So they replaced those, and then they also reset some weather stripping that was falling out of the windows. I think it was about 25 of them that he tucked back in there and sealed back up. And we had a window over here that had vibrated from the construction on the football field, is only what I can assume, because he asked if we had done any construction. What happened is it moved and shifted, and then there was just this opening from the outside. I happened to be over there one day, and I could feel this cold air blowing through. So he moved that back for us. So now that I've had the windows repaired, I'm going to reach out and get the windows cleaned inside and out, because it's been probably, it's been before me since they've been cleaned. So they're dirty. I also reached out to the city, and they cut down three trees for us. Two trees were right here, right next to the building, and they were over the roof line as well. So, those are gone.
Okay.
It looks good. Really nice.
Jeez.
Nice.
I received, I put out an RFP for spring landscape cleanup, so I received three quotes from that, so I have to make a decision this week on that. I talked about the emergency elevator repairs. Just a reminder, the library would be closed at 1 on Good Friday, March 29th. We have our technical services manager is going through and starting MERC record training. It's machine access. It's for writing bibliographic records, for coding, for cataloging.
Okay.
So she's going through that. It's a 6-month class that meets once a week. Yeah, it's really, it's an intense training. Not all libraries aren't MERC record libraries. So Dixie was, and there's just a handful that are, so she's going through that now too, so that's great. We've started our training on our new calendar software. I think we have two more trainings left, and then the staff will start inputting all of the information, and we hope maybe we'll be going live end of April, beginning of May with that. And I believe that's my report.
Okay.
Oh, library road trip starts on the 23rd. So you can pick up your passports and visit the other libraries. Yep.
Thank you. Do we have anything from our city council liaison? Okay. Standing committees, we didn't have any committees meet at this time. And unfinished business, our HVAC update chiller replacement.
So, first off, we are getting one of our boiler pumps rebuilt as of tomorrow. They're coming to pick it up. Ted's been having an issue with this boiler one failing, so we've replaced in the past, we've replaced the relay switch, we've rebuilt the starter, replaced all the electrical parts in the boiler. So now he fired it up today and it kept kicking off and it's really hot. So Trico said that this should be replaced, so we're going with the rebuild. So that's what's going on with current HVAC repairs. The chiller replacement is the supplementary pages that I've given you. Mm-hmm. This I just received today at like 3:30. And then this single sheet is just verbiage from an email that Jesus received from the contractor that we hired. So they were talking about if we want to do a fall install or a next spring install, and this breaks down basically the timeline of it. So you'll see on the fall install schedule it says issue documents for bidding, and that's tomorrow, but we just got this today, so I just sent this off to our attorney and asked him to review it. So this fall schedule is going to be a little bit later until the attorney reviews it, gives his stamp of approval, and then we can go out for bid. Manufacturers are about 30 weeks out on delivery. So we had decided on a fall install, so it's complete and ready for spring. Like today, the chiller ran because it was 70 degrees outside. So I don't want to do a spring install.
Right.
And they're anticipating the startup of April 21st. So I really want to do this fall install. So these figures, these numbers are going to be a little shuffled around.
Okay.
But this is the general idea of how the process will go. So I'm hoping by the next board meeting that we're able to put the bids out and get them opened and evaluated and then have a recommendation to the board at the next board meeting. That's the hope. If not, it will have to be another one.
Right.
Okay. So that is what I wanted to let you know. I don't know if you guys have any questions, concerns.
No, I think it's good that you sent it to the
attorney. They took this from another proposal that they did for the Naperville schools, and I did notice on two pages that they referenced Naperville schools, so I'll reach back out to them and have them update that. But I have to say I'm very grateful that there's a reputable engineering firm taking care of this.
Yes. Okay. Well, we'll wait till we hear back from you next month.
Okay.
That's it for the HVAC and chiller? Okay.
That's it. So as long as the attorney gives the thumbs up, we'll move forward with going out to bid.
Okay. Strategic plan update.
Okay. So I kind of told you a lot about the community survey I told you went out February 26th. And it's going to stay open until March 30th. Also, I told you about the interviews and the focus groups. So the next step with that will be the board and staff SOAR sessions. So an environmental scan. So an environmental scan is where the consultant is going to ask the participants, you guys and our staff, to consider things that are happening in the world, in the state, in our town, and how we plan for the library with those. So we think about the political aspects, economic aspects, social, technological, legal, and the library sector itself. And then also do a SOAR analysis. I think we did a SWOT analysis last year, but a SOAR looks at our strengths, what we're good at, what we might be known for, our opportunities, what issues do we need to address, what does our community need. Then we'll ask about aspirations. What do we want our community to look like in 5 to 10 years? And what do we hope for our community members? And then the results. How do we achieve this? How do we know we're successful in what we're doing? So, I have 2 sessions set up with our staff to do this, and this is via Zoom. So the first one's going to be March 19th. So I'm doing an evening session and a morning session, and then the second session will be March 22nd at 9 o'clock. And then your turn will be at the next board meeting. So that will be April 9th? No, 8th. April 8th, Monday. So I want to let you know that that will be an hour and a half is what she has blocked out for her portion of that. So it will be a long meeting next month, just so you know. So once that is done and the focus groups are scheduled the next day, that's April 9th. So once she collects information from the staff and the board on the SOAR analysis and the community survey and the focus groups, then they'll write up a learning report. A learning report is like an 80-page document. And then she'll get with the planning team. So that document's going to take about a month. And then the planning team will come together and we'll plan the staff retreat and the board retreat. And those days are June 1st for the board retreat. That's a Saturday. It'll be about 3 hours. And the staff retreat is Friday, May 31st. And that's going to be a new business for you to approve closing that day. Us to do that. And then that's when we're going to come up with our plan, our goals, mission statements, and objectives. And that will take a while itself, and then that puts us into the what she calls the do phase, and then that will be around August, where she will present to the board the actual final plan.
Okay.
A lot of meetings, a lot of planning.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, have any questions for me, for her?
How do you feel, Shelby, if the process is going?
I like it. They're very, it's spelled out really nicely, so I can look back at it and the timelines are good.
Okay. I'm feeling comfortable with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So that's where we are with that.
Okay. Any other?
Excellent.
Okay, if we don't have any other discussion or comments. New business, our fiscal year budget.
Well, I think last meeting we all took a first look at the budget, mm-hmm. So I don't know if anybody
had any questions.
Any comments or questions on it? Are we good with it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If we're good with it,
we're going to have to approve it.
I didn't have any questions.
Questions?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. So then, you?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So I entertain a motion to approve the fiscal year 25 budget as presented.
Second. Roll call.
Yes. Reifstack?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Bisola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Garcia?
Yes. Next is approval to close the library May 31st for staff training and the strategic planning workshop. So I make a motion that we approve the closing of the library on May 31st for staff training and strategic planning workshop.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Reifstack?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Bisola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Garcia?
Yes. Next item is new pay leave act for all policy. Is it here?
Okay. This one is starts on page 45. I had done a memo that actually I took the background information from the city administrator.
Okay.
So, as you guys all know, the state passed a new paid leave act for all that went into effect on January 1st and implemented. But the law was not clarified by the state, the guidelines, until mid-February. So that's why the city and us are slow at getting our policy out.
Sure.
So this policy that you'll see on the next pages was presented to the city's labor attorney and amends their vacation policy. To comply with this act. So basically, on page 47, under benefits, this would be a new portion of our policy. Page 49 would be a revised edition of our vacation policy, and page 51 shows the current vacation policy. It's very small, very vague. So,
yes.
I'll talk about the paid leave for any reason policy. So, basically, what it's doing is providing all workers with, they can earn up to 40 hours of paid time off in their anniversary year. So, for full-time staff, what the city has decided to do, and because the city takes care of our payroll, and that I think we should just follow suit, is they are going to front load their full-time employees with 40 hours of paid time off that comes from their already vacation policy, their money.
Accrued.
Yeah. Not money, hours.
Hours, accrued hours. Yeah.
So if you get 80 hours of vacation in a week, now we have to separate it.
Got
so 40
it.
Of it's going to be considered paid leave for any reason, and 40 is going to be considered vacation.
Okay.
So that's what they're going to do for full-time staff.
Okay.
And then for the part-time staff, their time will be accrued.
Okay.
So city will be keeping track of how many hours they work, and when they work 40 hours, they'll accrue 1 hour of paid leave,
okay.
Up to 40 hours.
Okay.
In our case, our employees can only work 20 hours a week because of the IMRF gate. So the part-time staff that work that almost 20 hours might be accruing 2.5 days, 3 days off. So it's not a lot of time, but it's something.
Right.
Can we carry this over, shall we? Can we carry it over?
Well, that is something that the city is allowing them to do. We have never, on the last page of this packet is our vacation policy, and we have never carried over our vacation. I would like to ask that we be able to carry it over, not pay it out, but carry it over one week at least.
Yes.
So that is in this revised vacation on page 49 in the red.
Got it.
Otherwise, everything else, this is what we do. It's not listed in the old policy. So you're saying if they don't use it, we will cash it out.
No, just carry.
Just carry it. That's right. Yes.
That's
they have
good.
That option to carry it over.
I think that's good.
Instead of lose it.
Yeah. I like that.
Or do we have any reserves?
Just 40 hours.
Okay, so
just 40
hours. But if they keep accumulating and carrying over, is there
year to year?
Yeah. Do you have any sort of...
They'll watch it.
They can't.
They can't.
I mean, they can only carry over 40 and then
they don't use
lose
it.
The rest.
Okay, so then they would...
Yeah.
I thought that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be able to carry it.
That should be good. Why didn't you do that before?
I butted up to it that in, last year. My anniversary date is like January 3rd.
Okay.
And around Halloween, I had 3 weeks of vacation to use. So I ended up taking every Friday off because I didn't want to lose my vacation.
Sure. Why didn't we have this before? Is it a reason?
It just wasn't brought to
me. Okay.
I do want to change from page 51 that the director received 20 days of vacation. This was put in place with our past director.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that might be something when you guys hire the next director that you make that decision on.
What's going on? What are you telling us?
I know. I'm like,
say this. Yeah, it will be playing back.
Yeah, you took that off, right? Did you take that off?
I'm going to ask that it be taken off.
Then,
you know.
Are we? We have to prove
so,
it.
So, let me make sure I told you everything here.
Is that all the changes?
Yes. So this little table that's on here, it's a little confusing, but you get, after 6 months, you get 40 hours.
It's not confusing.
Okay.
Makes sense.
It's not confusing? Mm-hmm. No. Okay.
No, makes sense.
All right, good.
Okay.
And how is this going to be communicated out to the staff as far as just so they're aware of what it is and how to use it? And
yep, I'll share these policies
okay.
and then the memo as well.
And they know what they need to do? Because, like, the part-time employees have never had any leave, so are they aware of, like, the process on how to request it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's in here as well.
Three.
On how to request the time off.
And the managers, you're going to give it to everyone in the entire institution, but if they have questions, they can always go to the managers or to you, right?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I had notified them when this policy was voted on that they would be getting paid time off and more of this to come.
Okay.
So they're aware of that.
Okay.
So let me just try to get this in my mind. Do they get sick time?
Part-time?
Just a full-time employee.
Full-time employee gets sick time.
Okay, this is in addition to that.
Yes.
And they get vacation, and this is in addition to the vacation?
Well,
separate.
We have to separate it out now.
But
we're not giving any more vacation to anyone.
Okay.
We're just separating the vacation out.
So it would be 40 hours of vacation, 40 hours.
And 40 hours of paid leave.
Whatever,
any reason.
Yeah.
The law
states
that they're
two weeks. The law states that it has to be
separated.
And then no questions asked. You know,
correct.
So the hours haven't changed, only the wording and the actual policy changed.
Yeah, and they'll see it on their pay stub, too. It'll be broken down.
Well, for the full time, but that's only the managers, right? Because so the biggest impact is all the part-timers that haven't had anything.
Right. So if they have questions, they will come.
And will they be able to see their accrual on their pay stubs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I believe we, at City, we did approve for them to be able to get paid out, too, as well.
Right. You did.
If they don't want to use it as time, they can get paid off.
Okay.
I took that out. Because that affects our budget.
Right.
It does.
But to be able to roll it over would
it's be better.
Huge.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That works better for us.
Well, we want to encourage them to use it too.
Right.
And not have to
pay
out. Yeah. So then, if we don't have any other concerns, questions, I make a motion that we approve the. What's it called? Make a motion that we approve the Pay Leave Act for All policy.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
And Reifstech?
Yes.
Now, the vacation policy is separate, or is this another page?
You have to vote on the revising of it.
Okay. So I make a motion that we, the revision, make a motion to approve the revision of the vacation policy as presented. Roll call.
Okay. Hedman?
Yes.
Pesola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Reifstech?
Yes.
And Schumacher?
Yes.
And then the last thing on our agenda tonight is a reminder. You should have gotten an email, Board Trustees, yes, to do your statement of economic interest before May 1st.
If you didn't get your email, let me know. I'll send you the link.
Shelly, can you send it to me?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay,
yeah. Thank you.
I know I saw it, but
I don't remember that you saw it.
I saw it. I might have it.
So there is a deadline.
Yes.
Yeah, May 1st.
May 1st.
We received it. Yeah, 20 something.
Yeah, I got
it.
Yeah.
22nd
of last month, February.
Right. So it did. Mm-hmm. Of course, Carrie knows the exact same.
Yeah. Well, Tara.
Just don't forget, because then you get fined.
I'm more on top of things than you.
Any other? Well, if we don't have anything else on our agenda,
I'll just forward this to all of you.
Okay. Nothing else on our agenda.
I didn't get it on the 22nd.
Okay.
Carrie.
Let's see here.
I did get a couple of phishing emails to my library email. So
I saw that today.
I don't answer.
Yeah, so just I reported it, but just everybody be aware of.
Yeah, I just delete them.
Yeah. Don't open any attachments.
Yeah, February 22nd. Never open anything and never click on the links. February 22nd was when I got it, so I'm not sure. So if there's nothing else on our agenda tonight, I make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay. We do one roll call?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Pesola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Reifstech?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes. Yeah.